Officials in the U.S. are facing tough times following a series of scandals that have hit the White House in recent days. Washington is now dealing with a trio of troubles, including the Justice Department's seizure of Associated Press reporters' phone records, the federal tax collection agency's targeting of conservative groups, and the government's response to the attack in the Libyan city of Benghazi that killed four Americans. We have a report on that.
U.S. President Barack Obama may describe this week as the worst week of his administration. In the latest development, the president of the Associated Press has called the U.S. government's secret seizure of its reporters' phone records unconstitutional.
Their actions are unconstitutional. We don't question their right to conduct these sort of investigations. We just think they went about it the wrong way. So sweeping, so secretively, so abusively and harassingly and overbroad that it constitutes, that it is an unconstitutional act.
Pruitt's remark came in an interview with the U.S.-based CBS television. This was his first TV interview since it was revealed that the U.S. Justice Department subpoenaed phone records of AP reporters and editors. Pruitt has said that AP does not rule out legal action against the Justice Department, adding that the U.S. Constitution guarantees freedom of the press and other basic rights. He says the U.S. government's move has already had a negative effect on journalism, as it has made many reluctant to talk to AP.
We know already that when we talk to officials and sources just in the normal course of news gathering recently, they cite this Justice Department subpoena and say, we don't necessarily want to talk to you. We don't want our phone records monitored by the U.S. government.
The Justice Department disclosed the record seizure on May the 10th in a letter to the news agency. The move sparked condemnations by many critics who've described it as a gross violation of press freedom. But both U.S. President Barack Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder defended the act. In another development, the White House is trying to come up with a solution over a scandal by the Internal Revenue Service. The agency is accused of targeting conservative groups for extra tax scrutiny last year. Following the allegations, Obama sacked the head of the IRS and vowed to probe the accusations. But this is not the end of the story, as the Obama administration is facing a third challenge. Republican lawmakers accuse the White House of covering up vital info about the deadly attack on the U.S. diplomatic mission in the Libyan city of Benghazi in 2012. The attack killed four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens. Republicans say Obama's aides played down the idea that the attack was an organized operation by militants only because they were concerned about damage to Obama's re-election campaign. The president is now in his second term. Only time will tell if Obama will be able to come up with a viable response or solution to all these scandals. But many say the president still risks suffering long-term negative consequences.
I'm not tired and I'm not weary.
Well, for more insight on that story, we're now joined by political analyst Mr. Abayomi Azikiwe, who's joining us from Detroit. Mr. Azikiwe, welcome to the program. A number of scandals has caused a quite eventful and tumultuous time for the U.S. administration. Topping those scandals is the seizure and accession of phone records from the journalists of AP. I'd like to get your thoughts on that and the reasons and justification by the U.S. administration in that regard.
There is no reasons, there are no justifications for such actions against Associated Press reporters. This has been done in the past by successive administrations, going all the way back at least until the Eisenhower and Kennedy administrations during the late 1950s and early 1960s with the recording of conversations, and also under the Nixon administration with the development of so-called enemies list. This, of course, continued right through the Bush administration, and of course now under the Obama administration, which had pledged that it would take a more equitable and fair approach, not only to professional groups, but also to the public in general here in the United States. And this, of course, has proven to be totally false. And It's not just the Associated Press. There are many organizations inside the United States that have faced the scrutiny of the United States government. It's quite interesting that the administration last week spoke out and condemned the Internal Revenue Services for targeting conservative organizations, but left-wing organizations and other progressive groups, including Islamic organizations, have been targeted for a number of years here in the United States for scrutiny, as well as for federal investigation and also prosecution. And all of these things are being done without any oversight. And I believe that this scandal involving the press freedoms and also the spying on congressional members as well, which was also a story that came out in the British press just yesterday, is going to have a negative impact on the administration and particularly on the Justice Department.
Well, there's the AP case, there's the IRS scandal, and also there's the Benghazi cover-up. Would you say that the U.S. administration's conduct with regards to these cases and incidents is in a bit of a conflict and inconsistent to the ethics that the U.S. administration usually touts as its strong point?
Well, it's totally inconsistent with the stated policy aims of the Obama administration. The situation in Libya, of course, is a direct result of the external interference in Libyan affairs since 2011. And, of course, with the brutal assassination of Ambassador Christopher Stevens last September the 11th, indicated the failure of U.S. policy towards Libya. Then, of course, in order to conceal the contradictions and the pitfalls in that policy, they, in fact, attempted to distort the circumstances surrounding the death of Ambassador Stevens, making it appear as if it was some type of spontaneous mob that had carried out these attacks against the U.S. compound and its annex in Benghazi, when in fact they already knew hours after the death of Ambassador Stevens that this was a coordinated attack that was carried out by over 100 armed combatants, and it was clearly targeted at the ends in which resulted from these attacks. And the actual talking points that were put forward by UN Ambassador Susan Rice, who was put forward to take the fall for these attacks, as opposed to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, of course, was extremely disingenuous. And it's quite interesting that Ambassador Rice still remains in the United Nations, representing the United States diplomatically around the world. But at the same time, it's quite obvious that they distorted and presented falsehoods to the American people and indeed to the world to conceal their failures in Libya.
Okay, thank you very much. Political analyst Mr. Aboyomi Azikiwe joining us from Detroit.